Radio 1.
It's 5:24. He's Radio 1's most random listener. It's Stuart. You're right, Stuart.
Oh, I've been great. Enjoying the weather.
Enjoying the weather?
Yes, like a nice bit of snowfall.
I know, it's good. I woke up this morning, a bit of snow.
Yeah, well, I was taking a walk this morning, and these schoolboys sort of struck me with some snowballs.
They threw snowballs at you?
Yeah, unprovoked attack.
You hadn't done anything to warrant that?
No, I was just casually cycling along, and they, like a little battalion jumped up from behind a barricade they created out of their bags. They sort of pelted me.
There's quite a lot of people on the taste who'd probably like to shake those schoolboys by the hand.
Yeah, well, when I was young, somebody threw a snowball with a dog dirt inside at me.
Oh, that's revolting.
That's not it, is it? It's all right, I ducked out of the way, but then it struck the dinner lady.
Is that at school, is it?
Yeah. It's some weird kid. He's, like, created, like, a Scotch egg snowball with, like, the dog dirt as the egg, like a dog egg. And then the snow is, like, the sausage meat surround.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you've sent me an email, right?
Right.
Tell me about what you've been working on.
Well, I'm unemployed at the moment still.
Still?
And, are you not putting any effort into it?
Well, I'm trying not. They're not helping. They don't have Hollywood scriptwriter on their database.
Right.
I've decided to change a career path.
Really? What?
Well, I've been, a bit of spare time on my hands, sitting around watching a few films recently, and I'm taking to the 80s blockbuster. You know, Top Gun, Days of Thunder, that sort of stuff, Police Academy.
Right.
One to four, though. Steve Guttenberg is.
So you want to be a Hollywood, like, scriptwriter, yeah?
Yeah, action films, mainly.
So how far have you got with this?
Well, I've got the majority of the plot down, you know. I really want to bring the 80s blockbuster, you know, bang up to date. So, thinking, what do people like at the moment? Eating food. And right. Swear words. I've got one word for you. Celebrity chef.
Okay, yes.
So, I'm going to sort of have a Top Gun meets Days of Thunder in a kitchen, that sort of stuff. You know, Karate Kid with cooks.
Hasn't this already been done?
When where?
Wasn't Steven Seagal in Under Siege a chef?
Well, he was primarily a Royal Marine type.
Yeah, but he was
US
a chef.
Marine Navy SEAL, yeah.
Don't look at. Do you know, I know I have no film knowledge. The only reason I remember that.
How do you know that?
Because I remember it for Erika Eleniak jumping out of a cake topless.
Good morning. I remember that, yeah.
So, are you telling me there was a film where Steven Seagal was a celebrity chef?
No. I'm writing a film where he was a celebrity chef. I'm thinking Tom Cruise, he's the man for the job.
Was he a chef in that film you said?
He was a chef in Under Siege, yeah.
Right. A celebrity chef.
Yeah, he improvised.
Well, not a celebrity chef. He wasn't like, you know, part of Anthony Worrell Thompson's gang, but he was a chef.
I think the celebrity chef phenomenon's right for a Hollywood action film at the moment.
See, I would watch Can't Cook, Won't Cook if Steven Seagal was in it. That would be amazing.
What, and instead of Erika Eleniak, you have Fern Britton coming out of a cake?
Yeah. Or Ainsley.
In a big shirt.
Are we giving you some plot ideas here?
Yeah, this is good, actually. Yeah. I've taken all the aspects of, like, the 80s blockbuster, you know, and applied them to the celebrity chef phenomenon. Sort of, like, they go around sort of cooking omelettes. That's sort of the finale of the film, the omelette challenge. So it's Tom Cruise up against the Black Chef, as in Black Knight, not as in
right. Right.
Don't want to go down that road.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. He wears a black apron. He's Japanese. He subverts his omelette. Anyway, it's emotional stuff.
Is this like Cocktail with food?
I don't want to give too much away. You know, people, you know, I had the idea for putting Lord of the Rings as a film about 5 years ago, and someone beat me to it.
It really isn't going to work, though, is it?
Well, not with that attitude.
I don't think there's enough drama and story building up to a kind of, you know, omelette challenge.
Well, there's a volleyball scene.
Oh, now you're talking.
So what you're saying is, if there's any, like, big film producers listening to the show right now, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, get in touch with you, yeah?
Yeah, Spielberg.
Yeah.
Something like that.
How much do you think it's going to cost?
100 mil. That's run of the mill Hollywood film, isn't it?
Yeah, with special effects and everything, not with just two frying pans cooking omelettes.
we'll have a scene set in space then.
Oh, good. So, if you have £100 million that you're willing to give Stuart, text us on 81199. Thanks, Stuart.
This is Radio 1.
National.
Radio 1.